Troy Locker Room Chat, it's on the air here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats. We got girls basketball coach Derek Jasper on the horn here for a few minutes. The Trojans still putting together this solid campaign, still undefeated at 8-0. They've had a little bit of time off. Don't want to necessarily say that for this week. They got a game tomorrow night with JCN, but they'll have a midseason tournament next week. But, Coach, we do have a game to discuss from last Friday, and it was a crucial game early on in the Northeast Kansas League, and you guys got a crack at Morehill Mount Academy and able to get that win, 48-36. A very good Ravens team, but talk about your team's performance from that win on Friday.
Yeah, very tough team, and Morehill really helped themselves out this year. They played a tougher schedule early on, and it's showing up for them in their physicality and their toughness. We played them the last two or three years, and this, they were tough against us. They have two really good players, Folsom, and I'll butcher this name, but Techner, a good duo there. And Morehill's got good size, and we haven't seen a team with the two or three people that have great size, and it showed up. It hurt us. So they had 16 offensive rebounds to our five, so that made a little difference in the game. They knocked down five triples, but that kept the game close. We kind of kept them at an arm's distance, 6 or 8 points most of the way, but they cut it to one kind of halfway through the third quarter, and we made a little run in that quarter and kind of just held on. A very, very good team and a very good win. I mean, we didn't shoot the ball great, and maybe they didn't either, but a physical game, a lot of fouls called that kind of maybe put a little damper on the style of play for both teams. But Allie Franken, I thought, showed up again, 15 points, great outing for her. She didn't get as many rebounds she normally does, but as they were kind of focusing on Harper, and Harper struggled scoring a little bit in the first half, but then came alive with four threes in the third quarter and ended up with 20, but good performance there by our duo and a really good win, a league win. I think that's the only time we'll see them this year, and I think you'll see that they're going to get better and better, and they'll probably have a pretty good season as we round out.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple early, tough games for MHMA, and, they played a couple of Big East teams in Royal Valley and Hiawatha, also playing Donovan West, a very good team as well that you're familiar with, still in the TVL. But, it's crazy to think about where you guys are at this point in the season. A lot of your games haven't truly been competitive, maybe two games, that Hiawatha game early on, and then, of course, against the Ravens on Friday. And you touched up on, maybe offensively Harper, maybe isn't having her best night from start to finish, and the offense maybe not is what it is for at least one game. But when you get to a grind them out kind of game like this, these are the kind of games you can expect in the late portions of the season when you're trying to get to a state tournament.
Yeah, we needed it. We really had to play hard for four quarters. And I mean, we've done that a little bit, even against T-West and Hiawatha, but we really needed this, and that kind of began our stretch of where we're going to be in a battle, and we're going to need our A game, all the ones coming up here, starting with JC on Thursday, and then next week, Hiawatha tournament's loaded, with some good teams and much bigger schools than us. So it's that time, it's that time we need to really compete for four quarters, and I think we're ready to do that. I don't think we've played our best basketball since Christmas break. We kind of had a great game against D-West for Christmas break and probably haven't matched that yet, but a little bit of a lull, a little bit of a funk here and there, but it's going to be time to turn it on here coming up.
Yeah, starting tomorrow night, you mentioned against Jefferson County North, a team that might be playing their best basketball right now. They've won four in a row. A lot have been close games. And then, Friday they went to Valley Falls. They were down double digits early in the fourth quarter, but they came back, won that game by three. Again, Coach Knoll's doing a great job over there. They are, again, four straight wins and putting together some good play. So what do you see from this JCN team? I know they had a ton of turnover from their senior class last year, but it seems like a lot of these younger girls are starting to pick things up for them.
Yeah, I think they're undefeated in games that count towards league, the ones after break. I don't think they've lost. So a little different than last year. Last year they had some great size that really gave us some problems. They don't really have that size, but they're probably more athletic this year. They're able to pick up and press some teams. I saw their press cause some problems in the one film that I've watched. And, Steve Knoll and I have been doing this a long time. Even when we were in the Twin Valley League, we always tried to get a game against each other, a non-conference game. And we've continued playing even though we were in the Twin Valley League, just because he and I, we like to compete against each other. And he's probably gotten the best of me over the years, but it's a fun matchup for us. Now we're back to a big league game, and We actually turn around and play them right after our tournament again down at their place. So we're going to play them two times here in the next couple weeks. But like I said earlier, we're going to need our A game. They've been playing their best since Christmas, and we need to kind of have a great game Thursday night, and we're on our home floor. So important game in the league, an important game to keep us rolling.
There it is. Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper. Always appreciate it. As the Trojans looking to stay undefeated, they'll get Jefferson County North tomorrow night and then get ready for the Hiawatha tournament coming up next week. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks a bunch. Appreciate you.